could you like create like structures if it's just like adapting pre-existing structures from what we've observed?
Well, because over extremely long periods of time, those structures become something like completely different. Like the pycnofibers and whatever the early rudimentary feathers that dinosaurs had eventually turned into flight feathers, which is quite a different organ. Swim bladders in fish are thought to have been the precursor organ to what the lung is.
I mean, like, how do like the bladders and like the pre-feathers, like, how do they, you know, exist?
How do they exist? Well, they are modified. How do I say this? They're modified versions of other pre-existing organs or whatever.
But where did the first ones like come from?
Okay, so are you eventually just going to ask me where did the universe come from?
No, I'm saying where did the first structures come from? Like saying, oh, it came from pre-existing lungs or pre-existing heart. Like, where did the original come from? Like, how could you mutate?
Abiogenesis?
I mean, like, just like a structure like the bladder in a fish or the first lungs, or how could that happen from selection?
Because, the same way that any organ or any part of any organism changes is through changes in genes or gene expression. So we have molecules in our body that code for proteins, and those proteins can form structures, or they can be just like chemical signals for some sort of like structure or function, not really structure, sorry, some sort of function that doesn't really exactly have a phenotype, because like metabolism doesn't have a phenotype, but it's a function. So,
but even if like the structure,
that's the best I can do while playing video games at the same time. Right? I think maybe you kind of
even if they didn't mutate, it's like you need like multiple structures to like work together. So it's like kind of just destroys the evolution thing if you need multiple structures to work together and they're all there.
Right, but that completely ignores the fact that they can come about gradually.
But you would need both structures at the same time. Like, for example, the heart and the blood vessels, or the esophagus and the stomach. And it's like these systems.
The platypus, buddy, the platypus literally doesn't even have a stomach. So that's false. So you don't need an esophagus and a stomach.
For humans, you do.
Oh my God.
Sure,
dude.
For humans you do, but for life to exist, you don't. And if humans evolved, it means that in the past we didn't exist. Some other creature that wasn't us, but is our ancestor, existed.
But you're saying eventually a stomach mutated?
Sorry, yes. What?
Yeah, but there had to have been for a stomach to mutate and add, there had to be a point where we would have needed it or would have been more useful.
No, it doesn't work that way. You don't have to have no stomach and then all of a sudden a stomach, because a partial stomach is better than no stomach. Like the argument that you have to have all of it or none of it completely falls apart.
No, there's structures where you need all of it.
Like?
The epiglottis, or we would all be dead.
No, you wouldn't be dead. It just makes it more likely. But like
without the epiglottis, we'd all be dead. Our lungs would fill up with food and water.
Again, not necessarily. There are organisms that don't have that.
I mean, human beings would be dead. You need that structure to evolve all at once.
Yes, but the point is, if other organisms can have it, or can exist without having it, then it means that there is a body plan that can work with it. And if humans evolved, it means we were different in the past. You're very uncreatively imagining that human beings existed in their exact form we see today, with the only difference being that we don't have an epiglottis. And no, evolution means the entire organism.
I'm saying there had to have been a point where humans would have needed it. There had to have been a point where we became humans and we would have needed it. And then it would have had to have been fully formed then.
No, there's no form. Well, no, the epiglottis would have formed long before there were any human beings, like at all. I'm pretty sure almost all animals have an epiglottis.
Yeah.
Yeah, so something that isn't quite the modern mammal wouldn't need the epiglottis we see today, because it's not the, well, I'd just be repeating myself.
Yeah, like, and by the way, too, we can see within the fossil record, right? Like, when certain groups, begin to develop, some of these structures. Like, I don't know why this is such, like, so difficult for you to understand.
Yeah, well, then give me an example.
Sure, do you want me to pull up all the studies showing when the evolution of, like, a teeth showed up, the evolution of the heart, the blood, and all that?
Did a fossil record we could track when we developed a heart?
But relatively, well, yes, yeah, we can see,
We have
yeah, look.
fossilized hearts.
That's not what I meant. Come on.
So, okay, so how do we know? Besides the assumption.
Oh my God.
Well, you have to make assumptions to do any kind of science.
Yes, I completely agree. But I think that
Okay.
we like creationists and evolutionists, we look at the same evidence. It's just about assumption. So
Yeah, but our well, okay, but science is reproducible and it makes predictions, and creation is literally just trying to do confirmation bias and post hoc
okay, you can't do
rationalizations.
science for a creation of the universe. You can't test the first people, or you can't test the flood of Noah, like these things that creationists believe in.
Yes, you certainly can. If there was a
Oh
global
no, I mean,
flood,
we can't test the original event.
there'd be very obvious
We can't
evidence,
test
and that
Jesus coming
evidence
down,
doesn't
but we
exist.
could test the regular floods, and then we could use the confirmation to how floods act and the results from what could have been a flood. All right, but we can't
Yeah,
test redo
we've
the
done that.
original
That's how
event,
we
so
know that
we
there
can't
was no global flood.
scientifically redo history. So that's not how history works. You do not measure history by science. It's in the past.
You can find
Science
supporting
is observable and
evidence.
testable.
Yeah, you can find supporting evidence for events that occurred in the past using science. For example, we do this with forensics.
Oh yeah, I agree with that.
Okay.
You can do science now to show evidence of what could have happened, yeah.
Yeah, so if a book says that there was a global flood and
We
the
would
waters
expect
covered
evidence of that.
the highest amount, yeah, and there isn't any.
There is. The whole
No.
world is covered in fossils.
Yes,
You know how fossils are
but
formed?
those.
You know how fossils are formed?
Well, there's multiple different ways, but
Well,
if you think the fossil record jives with a global flood, then I got a book you need to read.
The
It's called
evolutionists think
Rational
it was a
Answers
bunch
to
of local
Stupid
floods,
Questions. I actually
so
wrote this book.
it's all
So
about
I go into great
assumption.
detail about how the fossil record is irreconcilable with a global flood narrative. For example, if a flood happened, what would be the first organisms that would die?
Where's the land animals?
Exactly, the land animals. And since they're the first to die, they sink, right?
All the creatures that died would sink.
Yeah, so if the first creatures that died would be the land animals, then that means that the bottom layers of the fossil record must be composed overwhelmingly of land animals. The problem is,
No.
we've known for way
It'd
over a
be like
hundred
the bottom
years
sea-dwelling
that the
creatures.
structure of the fossil record is exactly the opposite of that.
Yeah, because it would be like the trilobites at the bottom, because they're like bottom dwellers, or it'd be like that's what we'd expect to see.
No, you'd expect the land animals to die first and their remains would sink to the bottom. Or if all the organisms died at the same time, then we would find all organisms mixed together, which is also not at all what we find, not even close.
Yeah, I just adjust that because it's where creatures had lived. You're not going to find the trilobites above the land mammals because they dwelled at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, except there are modern day bottom dwellers whose remains have never been found next to trilobites, and we have millions of trilobites. They are so
That
common
just
and so
depends where they
cheap.
live.
I own three of them. You can get
Yeah,
them for not very
I
much
have
money.
trilobite fossils as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, like another example, like pick a different modern ecosystem, like a tidal flat, right? Like along the coast. Today we find you can find some types of like sharks and dolphins and otters and seals and reef fish and whatever the fuck else, right? Why have none of these remains ever been found alongside mosasaurs, for example? Because they didn't exist at the same time. Fossil record doesn't represent a cataclysm that killed virtually everything that is represented by that fossil record. It represents enormous spans of time.
But how do you explain these fossils in the middle of land, like in the middle of a desert, these dinosaurs, or I mean, like how do you explain that?
Plate
So we can
tectonics.
explain
Environments
whales, for
change over
example.
time. We've
Yeah, like for
known this for a
example.
very, very, very long time.
For example, right? In some areas, I believe in like whether India or Pakistan, there's like I believe it's called the Valley of the Whales, where you see a bunch of whale fossils because that area used to be called the Tethys Sea, right? It was formed. And that river or that ocean or that part of the ocean dried up. Thus, all the ancient whales that were in that area remain. However, though, you can see other areas across the world, like for example, a Piscosaurus, which is a type of small dinosaur related to the Triceratops, was literally encased in volcanic ash with another mammal that was fighting it or at least trying to eat it.
Yeah, I don't
So
doubt that
not all
happens. We have like
fossils.
pits of like these of like this tar of like animals in it.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
like, is your point is that all these fossils were formed via a global flood? Because that
Oh
doesn't make
no
any
no no.
sense.
Not definitely not all of them, no. But as we know, fossils to form in conditions you need water for it under special
Not
conditions.
not
not
really.
always. It helps,
No,
but
I'm
not
saying
always.
if it's like these animals which are not near tar pits or other circumstances like if there's a volcano nearby or
Yeah, usually you need like water definitely helps. At some point, you need water in the process because you can't get. It's like
if it's
it's
gradual, like
they're called clastic sediment or no, sorry, they're not called they're chemical sedimentary rocks. So you need water at some point, not necessarily when the organism is buried, though.
but okay, look, my point is it's like it could be either, right? I mean, you could argue, right? It could have been really long, but I could also argue it could have been extremely quick because we made
Yeah,
fossils
but
in
the
labs
difference is
in
that
2
we have
days, right?
evidence.
So it's just about like our
Except,
worldviews, I think.
well, it's
No.
about what the evidence like objectively
Yeah,
states.
but we're
Like
both looking at the
we
same
went,
evidence here.
yeah, I know, and I went over it. If
Same as I.
all these organisms died at the same time, then the fossil record would be structured and stratified in a particular way, and it's not
Yeah,
structured in
sure.
that
It's all
way at
about
all.
where they had lived.
Yes, I know, but we have modern day organisms that live in like particular environments, and their remains are never, ever, ever, ever found among the remains of organisms from like the Mesozoic era.
Or the Paleozoic era either, or the Proterozoic eon, and we don't see any of these creatures existing at the same time. In fact, we have whole different phylums literally disappearing before like the Cambrian even
Well, no,
started.
you're just like supposing that each of these layers
I'm
are these
not.
different times,
I'm
though.
not just simply supposing it. I can bring evidence to suggest any of this. And by the way, right, because you're the one positing the notion of a global flood, can you give us actual evidence for a global flood instead of just like
Already
assuming
did.
it? How
Firstly,
so?
well, I already said we have fossils all over the planet.
So
All right,
what?
it's
How's
not
that
in
proving
tar,
global
in the middle
flood?
of deserts, we have dinosaurs. So this is just evidence that there was some flooding that occurred.
I just
Local
explained
or
this to you,
global?
right? Some regions were literally underwater, right? Sometimes they ebbed and flowed, like for example, the Western Interior
But that's not
Sea.
every single region, though. You're just looking at specifics.
Yes. Well, hold up now, because you're trying to posit the notion that fossils were formed by one single event, which we can show that's actually not true when we look at certain radiometric dating of these fossils, right? These fossils were not formed all at the same time. It doesn't make any sense, right? Just like Peterson just explained to you, right? If your notion was true, then why do we not see Bacillosaurus living alongside Tylosaurus or living alongside Ichthyosaurus? We don't see that because they lived at different time periods, from the
Yeah, I
Triassic
mean,
to the
oh, sorry.
Cenozoic. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that the fossil record also like very clearly shows the organisms changing in transitions. Like the whale fossils are very excellent. Bacillosaurus, there are no modern whales that look anything like it or have the care or have
Wait, I'm sorry. What
specific care.
species are you? Wait, are you talking about a free
Bacillosaurus,
whale?
it's an extinct whale. It's an extinct whale that had hind limbs and a heterodonty,
What is it
which
called?
no bacillosaurs,
Because the
which
last time I've
means.
checked, there's not there really isn't good evidence that whales had used to have four limbs.
Yeah,
Well,
there's plenty
Bacillosaurus
of
and
evidence for
Dorudon
that.
have four limbs.
There's plenty of evidence for that. And if you
Especially like
want to, you can.
Ambulocetus and Pachycetus, there's like really not good evidence that those
Yes, there
existed.
is. Yes, there is. What do you mean you
So,
haven't seen any
no, there isn't.
Wait, did you say
Ambulocetus,
not
there
good
was
evidence that they existed?
a skull bone found.
No, we have
But then
way
they
more
just
than just a
assumed.
skull bone.
Yes. It was
Like,
either part of like the lower jaw or is the upper.
we don't have to go with Ambulocetus or Pachycetus, although it helps quite a bit. I go over this in my
Quite
book too.
literally,
It's a
though, so.
great book. You should read it. But we can just go with Bacillosaurus or Dorudon. They have four limbs, which no modern whale does, and they have heterodonty, which is they have more than one kind of tooth.
I'd like to see the fossils that they've actually found for that.
The internet is, well, the internet isn't free, but the ability to Google something once you've purchased a internet plan is free. That was such a Reddit
So you don't know
nerd
any of the fossils
technicality
that they
there.
found.
It's like, I know of many of them. That's how I'm describing them to you. I'm telling you which ones to look up.
By the way, Cool Waters, like you
Bacillosaurus.
are so.
Yes,
Yes.
Bacillosaurus and Dorudon. You can see they have hind limbs.
Yeah, and by the way, too,
And
did you also
heterodonty.
see? Oh,
And the
sorry. Are any?
heterodonty of Bacillosaurus is just like Ambulocetus.
Oh, by the way, I was going to even add that even within the fossil record, we can actually see, right, when the hind limbs will then separate from the pelvis, right? We actually see a transition of this, appearing starting from like Ambulocetus, how like the legs were basically still connected, but they
No,
weren't as effective.
we didn't find the legs for the Ambulocetus.
Yes,
With at least with other
we
things,
have
we could
their
have found
ankle
legs and
bones.
assumed they were part of
We
Ambulocetus.
have
Why
their
would they live?
astragalus, dude. We have their astragalus. This is how we know that whales used to walk on land, right? Because this trait, the astragalus and the ankle bones, only found in guess what?
I'm sorry, the what?
Artiodactyls. The astragalus.
I think it's astragalus.
The astragalus, yeah, like it's basically like a double pull. It's like a double pulley ankle bone, resembles, yeah. Which is only found in artiodactyls, right? Because paleontologists used to believe that whales descended from mesonychids. Because their dental records, using, dental microwave analysis, it seems to fit with that evidence until we found out that not really, right? Because when we began to examine like their limbs, their ankle bones, certain structures and like their skulls, like the involucrum, for example, the mesonychids did not have these traits. But you know what did? Yeah. Endorhiasis, Pachycetus, Cuchicetus, Miocetus, all these different kinds of whale ancestors, the artiocetes.
Bro, what's that word you're saying? The what?
The involucrum.
No. The type of organism they thought whales evolved from?
Endorhiasis. Oh, sorry. Sorry, you mean like the one that paleontologists used to believe is called the mesonychids.
Jeez, dude. I mean, I know it's not February anymore, but you gotta calm down with that. That sounds a little, just saying. Just saying.
Oh my God.
Oh,
Yeah, because like whales used to be classified with mesonychids in a clade called Cethi. But when the DNA evidence came back saying that, well, whales were actually closely related to hippos, which are even-toed hoof mammals, aka artiodactyls, it kind of threw a little bit of an issue with that. And thus, the fossil record also just demonstrated the astragalus, which further confirmed whales to be, simply artiodactyls.
genes told us exactly what the bones told us, which is exactly what the theory predicted. It's happened
The
many,
specific
many,
time
many,
period.
many, many times. It's a very good theory. Quite, perchance.
Oh yeah, not to mention the fact that even within like embryology, for example, called Evo or Devo, we can actually see what whales literally have hind limbs in their evolutionary development while being in the embryo stage. Like, Why would whales have limbs only to then develop a tail fluke as they further develop in, as fetuses? It makes no
We have a
sense.
yolk sac.
Yeah. Like, only evolution can explain this.
Wait, explain what?
Well, like, so if evolution is descent with modification, then
No,
what that
I
means
agree with
is,
that. I agree it's descent with modification. Okay, but I don't think that it explains how the beings came to be. It modified it. It modified the arms. It didn't
Yes.
explain the original structures and how it got to be. It's just selection.
Yeah, but it's selecting for slightly different variances of the
The
organs.
existing structures.
Yeah, but the structures change over time.
But they
Yeah,
had
so
to have
much so that they
originated from
become
somewhere.
different
And I
structures.
doubt it's a mutation.
Why would you doubt that?
Because some of the structures are, even at their most basic form, are very, very complex.
So?
So, why wouldn't we evolve structures anywhere else in our body, but they're like in the right place where they need to be?
Who says anything's in the right place? Like, wait, was that you that brought up the epiglottis? Why the hell do we breathe and eat through the same opening? That's dumb. Lots of animals don't do that.
No, it's not. It's not done for us at all.
Yeah, it
But
is though. There's a reason why
it
reptiles.
is.
It's not.
But it is.
Wait, you're saying different openings. What would have to filter what would go in and through each opening? Because there are two openings. There's the airway, right? And then we have
Yeah.
our esophagus, right? And the epiglottis just maintains what goes in which.
Yeah, before the fork in the road, there's the pharynx. So, because the food and the water and the air all go through the same passageway, we can choke. There's a way, there's a conceivable way where that wouldn't be the case. So, forget how we even got on this exactly, but well, whatever.
How did these structures originate? How did the epiglottis originate? How did the skull
Through
originate? How did the
modifications of
brain?
pre-existing structures.
I mean, how did they originate though? It's the first brain, the first eye, right? The first
Well, the
skeleton.
first, quote unquote, eye would have just been photoreceptive cells. I mean, plenty
Okay,
of
but
organisms that
that's
can't
a completely
see
new cell
have.
with new coding. That's
Right.
meant
So
for a
again,
purpose of
right.
seeing light.
Again, you're imagining that the only way it can work is if it just, what's the word? Spontaneously appears in a fully formed state. You're completely ignoring the concept,
Yeah, I
the
mean, because
idea that
were there
this
in
occurs
between
gradually.
photoreceptive cells until one
Sorry?
worked? Were there for the first cell that predated an eye, were there in betweens for that, or did it just pop into existence?
For photoreceptive cells?
Yeah.
Yeah, they appear gradually. I mean,
It can't work
a very
gradually,
weak,
though. Even
yes,
at the
it
most
can. A
basic level,
very
it can't work
weak
gradually.
rudimentary, a very weak rudimentary version of it can pop up that where it's sensitive to photons, but it doesn't produce an image. But that's your starting point, or it's a starting point.
And why did the eyes mutate where they are now? Why not anywhere else in our body? Like, why not one on our left arm, one on the back of our foot? Like, why? Why
So,
symmetrical if we fit on our
reptiles,
face?
many
There's
reptiles have a quote
code
unquote,
for that.
many reptiles have a quote unquote third eye. They have this parietal eye on the top of their head. It can't see images, but it detects, it's sensitive to sunlight and it helps them regulate their
Yeah, it's pretty
circadian
useful,
rhythms.
but they still
Our
have their
eyes are
two
pretty good
eyes, don't
too.
they?
We still have that because we are related to them, but it's inside of our cranium. It's part of your pineal gland. There are actual rod and cone cells inside your pineal gland. Now, why the hell would we have vision sensitive
It's
cells
completely for a different
inside of our
purpose.
cranium? It's because it's descent with modification. So those cells are now inside the cranium. They haven't completely, like they've changed a lot, but it still holds the
They
legacy
have
of
changed
what that
a
organ
lot
used to
because
be.
they're very different
Yeah, but
from
they're
what the
still
reptilians
rod and
have.
cone cells. Yeah, they're still rotten comb cells. Hillary Clinton eats pineal glands. Wow, that's
Probably true.
so anyways, yeah. What kind of god would create photosensitive cells inside your cranium?
Bro, this is like the same argument I've heard. Like, why would God create the appendix? Because it's not useful, or why? It's because they have a purpose. There's
Yeah,
still a
so
purpose for it, and we found it out from experiments. Like, there's so many of these
why would
structures we
God
thought
make
were just evolutionary things, but we realized no, they're these designed things that have a purpose, like our appendix.
why would anybody design cells that are
Cells?
designed to capture, hold on, I didn't finish my sentence. Why would a creator create cells designed to collect photons and then put them somewhere where there is a 0% chance that they will ever detect a photon? Descent with modification can
No,
make
but
sense of
these are
that.
different cells than what the reptilians have.
No, they're rod and cone cells. I don't know if it's, I don't know if there's cones in there, but
Rod and cone cells. I'm going to research this right now. So, rod and
in the
cone
pineal,
cells. Where? Cranium?
yeah, they're in the pineal gland.
Oh, okay, the pineal gland.
Well, I don't know if they're in the pineal gland, but they're right adjacent to it. There's a name for that structure. It's not the diencephalon, it's something else. I can't remember, but I taught. Which book did I write about this in? I think I wrote about it in my most recent book. Fuck if I remember. Anyways, we also, I mean, you can look into that if you want to, but we have genes
Oh
that
yeah, it
don't
actually has a
work
purpose. I just
anymore.
researched it.
Yeah, I know it has a purpose,
The
but.
light curtails the release of hormones like melatonin from the pineal gland, so yeah.
There is no light that gets into your cranium. We have cells
It's from
designed to capture light.
sciencedirect.com. There's a lot more in it. I could try to send you the link if you want.
I've probably read into that because I already knew about this, but we have cells that capture light in a place where no light can be captured.
Okay, in mammals, the intrinsically light insensitive pineal releases melatonin. The curtailment of melatonin, yeah.
Anyways, like I said, you can keep looking into that if you want to.
Oh, yeah.
But like another example is we have genes that don't work anymore. In fact, we have genes that go through the entire process of being transcribed, translated, and they even make the protein. Because there are somewhere, there are actually several things that have to happen. But the very last step, we don't make the enzyme we make at the very end no longer works. And so, literally, all of that transcription and translation occurs for no reason. It's wasted metabolic energy. Creation has no explanation. I mean, creation doesn't have an explanation for anything, but that doesn't make any sense.
Are you saying there's extra information?
There's information that is just used and it's metabolically wasteful.
For what information for what?
For example, making vitamin C, we have the gene for it. In fact, the gene actually gets read by your cells, and your cells make the proteins for it. There's more than one step involved in this. The only reason it doesn't work is because the very last enzyme involved in the process is misshapen and doesn't work anymore. There's a problem for primates and guinea pigs and some species of bats. That doesn't make sense in light of creation. This is the equivalent of building a car that has a pinhole in its gas tank on the bottom. We're working on that.
No, I mean humans have lost the ability for a lot of things. I mean, for example, like the appendix, right? I mean, it still has some use, but you know, like it, we know it's an active part of our immune system, but it used to be more useful, right? But I
Yeah,
mean,
but
like, would
this has no actual function. Like I said, metabolic waste. I'm gonna take my shoes off. Why am I wearing
no,
basketball
but it
shoes?
did have a function. It was actually code.
Yeah, hundreds of millions of years ago. Well,
Okay,
maybe
oh,
not
wait, no, just
hundreds.
stop right there. You're making that assumption, okay? When you look at the evidence, it doesn't have a date on it. It's code. We figured out this can make vitamin C, okay? But now we have to obtain it, right?
Yeah. What kind
So from
of
other means, right?
yeah. What kind of like would you build a car that
How could
has a
that, yeah, but
CD
how does that
player,
mutate though?
but there are no
No.
wires
I don't think
connected
we're a
to it?
perfect creation though, you know? There's
What?
nothing perfect about
You
that.
believe in a
I'll
God
completely
that
agree with you.
makes
Creation is not
mistakes?
perfect right now. Nothing perfect about it right now.
So a perfect
It's
God makes
fallen.
mistakes?
No, God didn't make the mistake. At first it was perfect, and then we made the mistake.
So Adam and Eve could make their own vitamin C, but once they ate the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, then we lost the ability to make
Adam and
vitamin
Eve
C.
wouldn't die. Yes. There's
That's
a
your
lot of things that
argument.
are failed now, like for example, the appendix or wisdom teeth, but it was useful back then. We're just developing a lot faster now.
Buddy, are your arms 20 feet long? Because that reach was insane. You should be in the NBA. You could block Victor
You
Wembanyama's
know what else is
jump
a
shot.
reach? You thinking we came from rats. It's pretty sad. Not gonna lie.
I don't think
What's
that.
so okay, I guess thinking we came from like a protist is better. Some sort of amoeba, yeah.
Not exactly, but do we share genes with them? Yes. Does that mean we're related?
From the
Yes. Does
charts I've
being
seen, we've
related mean you
changed from
have a
an
common
amoeba.
ancestor? Yes. Okay, well, here we go.
It's okay, well, you realize that there's even if you say that these structures mutated, your theory doesn't hold up because there are multiple structures that need to be there at the same time. And that just couldn't possibly mutate.
Says who?
Says irreducible complexity.
Well, that's just an argument from incredulity. So, like,
It's not.
for example, bacteria, so like lactose, milk sugar, bacteria can break that down. They can digest it, metabolize it, really. So what scientists did was they took the gene, because we can edit the genomes of bacteria. This is how we make insulin, for example. We've edited their genes so that they can do it, so we don't have to get it out of pig pancreases anymore. And it saved a lot of lives. So anyways, we took that technology and we took out the gene that bacteria have for digesting lactose. And then we just let them sit around, and lo and behold, the bacteria evolved the ability to digest lactose again.
Cool. Awesome.
Not by getting back the gene that we deleted, because the odds
What
of
did the
that are
bacteria
just,
turn into?
they didn't turn into anything,
Okay.
but they re-evolved a complex metabolic pathway well, maybe not exactly spontaneously. It probably wasn't the case that this one bacteria divided in half and then it could all of a sudden do it. It's
With
probably
the
slightly more
bacteria, it's a
gradual
loss
than
of
that.
information over time, which gains them these abilities. Just like if
It's
we cut
not a
off our feet
loss.
and we
It's
wouldn't
not a
have
loss
athletes,
of
but
information.
yes. That's how we get
No,
these immune-resistant
this is
bacteria.
Cunthoven level stupidity argument. It's not a loss of information.
Ken Hovind, why do you think that guy's stupid?
Because he's an idiot. He's an actual stupid human being.
Okay, I mean, even if I thought that about someone like you, I would not just say that like that. It's blatantly rude. That guy's been teaching like science for like 15 years at school. He knows what he's talking about in
He doesn't know
biology.
the first thing about science. He's a fraud. He believes the bullshit that he says, but he's so incredibly dumb. I've seen dozens and dozens and dozens of hours of his stuff. So anyways, we don't have to talk about him because he's not here, so.
And how do you explain multiple, like I already said earlier, how do you explain multiple structures that need each other?
They don't need
Yes,
each
they
other.
do. Like, we have
There's
systems.
n nobody's ever produced one of these and shown that it can't exist without,
We haven't produced any life
well, that is kind of irrelevant. But
from
we
non-life. We
have
have not
seen,
produced any life.
we ha yes, I know. We also have never created hurricanes before, but nobody thinks a miracle occurs every time a cloud forms. The weather is governed
We've
by
created
natural
artificial
forces.
cyclones and artificial waves.
Right. So just anyways, what the hell was I talking about? We have seen in the lab irreducibly complex systems evolve on their own. I can't remember what they are, but I've heard about these. I've watched people talk about them. The information is out there to look up. I just don't have it memorized. So you can take my word for it and look into it if you want to, but
Okay, but
the irreducible complexity isn't a problem for evolution because most of the arguments are just unimaginative arguments from incredulity.
no, we have these structures today, and
Yeah, I
there
know.
isn't an explanation I have found that explains these. Like, for example, which evolved first, the skull or the brain?
Brains.
What?
Yeah, brains.
And then, like, a skull,
Or
like, had to, like,
organisms that
mutate
don't
around
have
it.
skeletons have brains.
Because there's a brain first, and then the skull evolved.
Yeah.
Okay, but this skull has to encapsulate the whole thing. So
Buddy,
for the brain to be protected, you realize that?
there are organisms that have brains that don't have any
Yes.
bones.
But when you need a skull and it starts to mutate, you can't just mutate a little bit on, like, the back or whatever, or on some of the skull and expect it to do anything. Just kind of, like, useless. Like, you need, like, the whole skull around it.
No, there are organisms that have brains that
Why
don't
would it
have
develop the
any
skull, and why would that
bones.
gene just
So
get passed down of
you
a
can
partial
have
skull?
a brain without any bones, and then later on, a skeleton can be formed that encapsulates around it, and that's jolly good.
It's jolly good. You need the whole skull to go around the brain for it to protect it.
No, you don't, because there are organisms that don't have bones that have brains.
Yes, but these are different organisms that are suited to not have a skeletal system.
Yes, and that's how evolution works. The organ our
But you
ancestors
think
are
these things
different
got bones? You think these
organisms.
things mutated bones?
Buddy, you walked straight into the point there.
Yes, you think these things mutated bones? Why would they have to mutate bones eventually? Because they would need them, need to be useful. Am I correct?
There's no foresight in the evolution. There are variances in the organism, and what's adaptive is selected for. The way we know this
Why
is,
would the
like, for
skull get
example, with
passed down then?
eyes, we were talking about eyes earlier. There are 40 different types of eyes that exist in the animal kingdom. If there was only one way for vision to work, then there would only be one kind of eye. Another irreducibly complex
This is going
favorite
away
for
from that, what I
people
was saying, though.
is the flagellum, but guess what? Bacteria and archaea have different flagella. So the flagella can't be irreducibly complex because there's more than one version of the flagella.
And
That's it.
But why can't people just look at the evidence? And, well, why don't you think that people can look at the evidence and just
What
say,
do you
okay,
think I've done?
there are there, what?
What do
Yes,
you
people
think I
look at
have
the
done?
evidence and just see how, okay, there are these structures, right? The very complex structures. This couldn't ha have happened by accident. Couldn't have been
Of
mutations.
course, it doesn't
Why do
happen
you
by
discredit
accident. It
them?
happens because of natural selection.
But how do you know that?
Because of the evidence.
What evidence? The fossil record? Does it have
Genetics,
eyes
the
in it?
fossil record, comparative anatomy, embryology, molecular biology, common sense.
Embryology, come on, you don't still use that, do you? That's already been debunked a while ago.
When
I
was
think it was like the
what? We literally
1800s it was debunked. Embryology, yes. Looking at, like,
brought
oh my
this up
goodness.
earlier that
The embryos of dolphins and humans and saying they're, like, related because they look similar.
they do look similar.
Yes, but it doesn't mean that we're related to them.
But that's consistent with the idea. Look, so what you just said is technically true. However, here's the deal. If we weren't related at all, then what that should mean, there's no reason, sorry, let me say this a different way. One way you could invalidate the idea that we are related is if during embryological development, we look completely different. That would be extremely strong evidence against evolution. Now, it turns out that's not the case. Exactly the opposite happened. Does that one thing in and of itself prove that humans and dolphins, for example, are related? No, but we knew what the evidence that would have invalidated the idea would have been, and we found exactly the opposite of it.
But yet again, like just because they look similar, right, in their early stages, it doesn't mean that we are related, though. You know, I don't know how you could ever use that as
Yep,
evidence.
so we can back this up with other lines of evidence such as GU, or I mean genetics.
Yeah. Okay. That's other evidence. Okay. So, right, you're basically just saying, okay, we're gonna put that behind, and then we're gonna move on to genetics, right?
No, I'm not putting it behind. I'm putting it in my back pocket. I don't know, I was just trying to be funny. I like the face zoom thing. But no, that's one supporting piece of evidence, and now we have another supporting piece of evidence, the genetics.
And what's the genetic evidence?
So if evolution were true, well, before we could do genetics, it was predicted which groups of organisms would be most closely related. And there hasn't been a single contradictory finding in genetics. It has all confirmed exactly what we thought.
Which is what? That
The
we.
nested
Evolution?
hierarchies of relatedness. We are most closely related. Actually, so like the only way for two organisms, like if special creation, which is what you believe in, is true, then no organisms should be related. You could argue that some subspecies have come about in the last couple thousand years, so they would be related.
No,
But
species as a whole could have. If there were original kinds, which only could have reproduced with each other, you could get species and subspecies.
sure, that's fine. But the vast majority of life, you'd have some related hierarchies within phyla. There's no such thing as a kind because nobody can ever tell us what it is. But some people say it's about the
Okay,
same thing
you saying there's no such
as
thing
a
as a kind is
family.
saying you know about all about the past.
Don't know what that meant, but kinds are usually told to be the same thing, told to us to be approximately the same thing as
Okay,
a
we don't have
family.
kinds
But
anymore,
like
right?
whatever.
But it
Whatever.
was the definition
So
of
it's not
species. They couldn't reproduce with each other.
it's
That's
not
my
it's not
definition for everyone
important.
wanting to know.
If everything was specially created, then there would be zero relationship among quite a substantial number of species. If there's such a thing as the bird kind, then that means birds are a completely unrelated, separate group of life from, I don't know, us, for example.
I agree with that.
Yeah, except the genetics tells us the exact opposite.
Okay, how
We
does the
share
genetics tell us
quite a
what's
lot.
related to what?
We share quite a lot of.
Okay, but we share 50% of our
You
DNA
see,
with a banana.
well, that's not true. It's way less than that. But
I think
I
it's
write about
50%.
that. No, I write about
I'll
this
double
in
check
my
it again,
book.
but.
No, it's not. It's like not even 1%. So you gotta buy my book, dude. I talk about the banana thing in there too. So,
I'm searching for them.
evolution would say that all life on this planet is related. Special creation would say that the vast majority, like enormous groups of life, have literally zero relationship. The only thing that genetics even can tell you is to what degree two things are related. And
Okay, but that's an
it turns out that
assumption.
we share
That's
genes
a
with
complete
literally
assumption.
all life forms on this planet, ergo, we are related. And the organisms you'd think we'd be most related to, like the great apes, we're more closely related to them than anything else. That's exactly 100% 100%. What? Why did I say that? What we would have expected. How long have I
Okay.
been on this live? I think I'm going crazy.
So what would happen if I looked at that information, right? And I see, okay, we have quite a bit of relationship with
Yeah, common designer.
chimps, right? We have some relationship with, we have 60% of our DNA with strawberries, right? We related a
It's
lot
not that high.
about our DNA that we share, okay? Why couldn't I look at that and just assume, okay, I'm looking at this information. This is clearly this coded information that writes
Common
the world that
designer.
was created. Why couldn't I think that it was reused because it was so good and it was
Common
created
designer.
instead of related?
Yeah, that's so you're doing your reasoning backwards. This is deeply
How?
unscientific because you didn't make that prediction. Science predicted that this is what would happen, and then it came true. So we're the actual prophets. What you're
No,
doing is
but
retroactively
you're
looking at the
assuming
evidence that we
this.
have and then saying, well, let me figure out a way to make this work,
You're just assuming this,
which is
though.
just logically, which is
Forget the
just
genetics,
like
and you're assuming
intellectually
that
dishonest.
they're related based on the worldview of evolution. You're just assuming it to your worldview. So people are like, "Oh, you're assuming this.
We
You
don't
are as well."
assume
This is why it
that
can't be
genetics tells
science for
us
our origins.
relatedness.
This
We
is
have
people who
known
say
this
science are
forever.
dumb. Our origins are not scientific, it's history.
Buddy, what does genetics tell you?
Tells us about the coded information about life.
Yeah, where does that coded information come from? Where
The
did you get your coded information
information
from?
I know has to come from a mind, right? So I
No.
think the information of the universe came from a mind.
Where did the molecules, the genes in your body come from?
Well, from the earliest form of us, from our parents.
Yes, from your parents. So individuals pass on genetic information, by information I mean DNA, to their offspring. So genetics is the tool that tells you about the inheritance of those molecules and therefore of ancestry, and tells you relatedness. The degree to which we could figure out who, if we took some random people in your family and we're like, okay, well, these people are my second cousins, this person's my brother. So we there are
Sir, that's
predictable,
different. That's
there are.
relationship within a species. You can see who's more closely related to you within a species, but when it's not species, it's assumption.
The only way. Okay.
Right, because
As
we know
you're
all
assuming that your
species.
cousin is related to
No.
you,
Me and you
fair.
agree that the species came from those species, right? So we could already assume that they're all related to each other. But what we can assume is that the banana is related to the human, right? That's where we disagree on.
So you make the assumption and then you test the assumption by looking to see if they share genes in common. And they do share genes in common. The exact same way we figure out, we test, are you related to this random person who claims to be your cousin?
Yeah, but yet again, you are
I'm
assuming
gonna
that
drop and come
things are
back on. It's
related
glitching
from
for some
evolution.
reason, but I definitely want to speak to this guy, so give me 1 second.
Sounds good, Cease.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna hop off. It's getting pretty late, but yeah. Farewell.